Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
It's EV News briefly for Tuesday the 3rd of December. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, you know, Patreon supporters get these shows ad-free, which saves even more time. You can be part of the gang from $5 or $10 a month, an executive producer, and get this show on the air. MG Australia has reduced the price of the MG4 Excite by $10,000. That's a 64 kilowatt hour battery versus the smaller 51 kilowatt hour battery. Incredible value on the MG4 down under. A new grant in Michigan, $4.7 million grant given to universities and colleges to create new initiatives aimed at funding programs that teach students the skills needed for EV manufacturing. That's great news. 87% of Americans who bought a new EV this year so far took advantage of the federal tax credit of up to $7,500, according to J.D. Power's new eVision Intelligence report. Tesla is introducing their Apple Watch update for the holiday season. You can now use your watch as a key, allowing users to unlock the vehicle, open the front trunk, and adjust climate directly from your wrist. Other improvements include the update offering iPhone users the ability to view and share video footage from the mobile app and even schedule a light show. The Biden administration in the US is not done just yet. They are proposing a $7.5 billion loan to Star Plus Energy. That is basically Samsung and Stellantis to build two lithium-ion battery cell and module factories in Kokomo, Indiana. Obviously, this is a loan and has to be paid back with interest as well to the American people. But this is a very clear sign of intent, again, at investing in homegrown US talent and manufacturing. Let's hope that all gets put through before January 20th, when we think there'll be a change of direction over the next 4 years in the US in terms of electric vehicle and supply chain investment. In October, so not last month, but we're looking at October data in Europe, 252,000 plug-in vehicles were sold. That's a 2% increase compared to the same month previous year. And month-on-month growth, which hasn't happened since April here in Europe. So EV market back in growth, which is notable. And the Skoda Enyaq actually beat out the Tesla Model Y in October. Careful with monthly numbers, though, with Tesla. They do fluctuate. But still, that's great. Also doing well was the ID4 and the plug-in hybrid, the Volvo XC60. Wow, when that finally goes fully electric, that'll be the EX60 as it'll be. That'll be the one to watch. But the EX30 is doing well too. In Norway, well, you know, Norway is just going great guns. 11,000 new EVs registered last month in November. We always get the data really quickly from Norway. So we're looking at November here, which is 94% of the new car market. And there was a bunch of plug-in hybrids as well. Petrol cars, 67 in the entire country in the month. 67. That's two petrol cars a day in an entire country. Wow. Renault's division, Ampere, is opening a new software centre in France. Software-defined vehicles is the buzzword of the moment. It's all about connectivity, over-the-air updates, driving aid, cybersecurity, safety architecture, things like that, validation, software integration. That's what Ampere works on. 1,800 software engineers work there, including those from the Intel teams they acquired a little while back. In October, ZapMap, the app that helps you find a charging station in the UK, conducted an annual survey for behaviours and attitudes of EV drivers, and 80% say they have a home charger, 50% using public chargers at least once a month, and 87 out of 100 people say they're highly satisfied with EVs, 3% say they would consider going back to combustion. And finally, BYD are making so many EVs, they're now having to make their own car carriers. Talk about a vertically integrated company. BYD have their second car carrier, which they own and have built in operation. Another 5,000 EVs just left China for Europe following their first ship, the BYD Hefei, roll-on, roll-off dual-fuel ships transporting 7,000 vehicles. That one, which only launched back in September. And that's briefly.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. and your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.